Welcome, Potters, to episode 126 of Cosplay, the podcast for all things cosplay. Val, make noise.
Noise! Hi. Happy Halloween.
As you can tell, this is our Halloween episode, and I will give the listeners who have not been with us for a while, or are just starting with us, a warning that this is our After Dark annual episode. What does that mean? It means there will probably be foul language and or adult conversations used. Typically, we are a family-friendly podcast, but this is our one episode a year in which we break that rule and allow pretty much anything to go as long as it's So, fair warning. So this is a not safe for work episode. If you are listening to us live on your computer at work, may I recommend you plug in headphones?
Like right now. Because Pal was swearing a lot even before we started recording.
If you have not already done so, too late. We have started.
Too bad. So sad.
We're doing it live.
Yay! F it. We're doing it live. Woo! Yes.
All right, so that being said, yes, Val is partially wearing costume stuff. I am not because, yeah, I don't have any of it at hand, and I pretty much just walked in the door from work.
Yeah, this is like, I pulled this off of my head dummy, and I was like, oh, I haven't worn this. I'll just plop this on, and I already have my spiderweb earrings. And I was like, I'm done.
This is one of those times where we both just got off of work, and it's just like, okay, we throw everything on the floor, get all of our gear together, and start recording.
So, but we do have the option of all the fancy headwear and Google effects. So, you know, that's a possibility.
That's actually really good tracking on that.
I know. I'm really surprised by that, too. It's like, ooh, hey. Well, not so much that way. Oh, broke it.
Yeah, speaking of, next weekend at TRF is Pirates Weekend. So
yay! We're all about the pirates. And I know there's an eye patch in here. Hang on. There we go. Maybe. There we go. Yeah, that's not weird at all. Oh, Google. We can virtually dress up.
Pretty much. Halloween is actually about 13 days from now.
Yep, something like that.
It's slightly less from when we're recording this podcast. So about 2 weeks. And that's when everybody gets to play dress up.
Yay.
Which I've been reading on multiple forums and such. It's always the annual wringing of the hands of cosplayers time. Because cosplayers cosplay all the time. Throughout the year. There are no seasons of cosplay. Until you hit Halloween. And then suddenly it's like, well, what costume am I supposed to wear?
Because it feels like anything that we have, it will not make sense to the normies. So it just doesn't fit for that one time a year. And that seems to be the case for most cosplayers. You know, unless you happen to pick a costume from a very popular movie, if it's not Star Wars or Game of Thrones or something Disney related, nobody's going to have a flipping clue who the hell you are.
Which is actually kind of funny because most of the costumes that we would wear to con would be Halloween costumes for the normies.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And we say normies lovingly, not derisively. We just mean people who don't normally cosplay.
Yeah, people who see costumes as a once-a-time Halloween sort of thing, not
or a very special occasion.
Yeah, not cosplaying every other weekend like us crazy people.
More or less. So, getting into cosplay updates.
Yay.
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 Sadly, I actually don't have anything to show, and that's mostly because I was at TRF for the last weekend. So I was actually wearing what I had made, which left no time for making new stuff.
New stuff? What? No.
No, but I actually ended up getting a lot of compliments on my costume at TRF. What? It was very well received. Somebody actually took a picture of me.
Yay.
Even though I wasn't any character in particular, I guess she just really liked my presentation.
It was a good costume, that's why.
It is a good costume. Everything held together except the circlet, which broke again. Because it's in two pieces, and it's two pieces of styrene that were held together with tacky glue. Even though it's resin, I guess the sweat from my forehead in combination with the heat and humidity just melted it. chocolate literally pulled apart right at the forehead gem. So that one's going to have to be redone as a single piece, which is not going to be pleasant to cut out of styrene again. First time was not pleasant. Second time is going to be even less pleasant. But other than that, everything held together really well.
Good.
I sweated to death. So yeah, I ended up in the hospital for severe dehydration Friday night because it was 90 degrees and 93% humidity outside.
We can say for certain that it is not fall in Texas. It is still summer, like it's just extended its day, like the bitch that it is.
Pretty much. It was incredibly unpleasant to have to spend, you know, an evening at the hospital having saline pumped into you. So at least I was able to rest enough to make it through the next day in garb. And I did spin fire once. It was all I could manage because the next night was just as hot and just as humid. I was already, like, my shirt was literally soaked as though I had dunked it in water.
Wow.
It was bad. But I did take video of it for you guys. I've already shown my coworkers how crazy I am. So I will, at some point, when I have caught up on sleep and fluids and everything else, when I'm back to normal, I will post that for you guys so you can see it. There's really not that much to see because the camera was on a tripod. It wasn't manned, so it didn't follow me as I moved. All I was concerned with was making sure that there was at least one sober person around the bonfire who could tell me if I was on fire.
That's all that matters.
All that matters is that I had a safety. Because I will not spin ever unless I have a sober safety watching me.
Good call.
If there hadn't been anybody sober, I would not have spun fire, which would have been very depressing after training for that long. But, you know, stay safe, kids. Don't light yourself on fire. The costumes at TRF this year were magnificent. Every year, it's like people must look at each other's costumes and get inspired.
Mm-hmm.
I feel really bad for the guys in armor, especially the guys in full plate. And there were quite a few of them. There were guys in full chainmail. I feel very bad for them.
Yeah.
But I also feel bad for the women who were in chainmail bikinis who did not have suntan lotion on.
Oh, whoops.
It makes a nice chainmail pattern.
Whee!
So just FYI, kids, put sunblock on before you put on the chainmail, not after. Especially if said chainmail does not have fabric backing.
Yeah.
But it makes the armorer and prop maker in me very happy to see all of these very obviously handmade costumes. Very elaborate, very beautiful to look at. Lots of embroidery, lots of hand painting, lots of good weathering techniques. It made me so happy. There were a lot of people in costume, probably far more in costume than there were out of costume.
That's awesome.
For the mundanes. The mundanes just kind of looked amused.
Yeah, which is usually the case. That's fine.
Yeah, they're the ones in the t-shirt and jeans. Even the kids were in cosplay too, which was
nice.
Kind of magnificent.
Got to start them out young.
Yes. Always good stuff. Overall, you know, it was a good trip. It was probably tainted by me being exhausted and continually dehydrated. Yeah. I kind of missed seeing the group that went, too. We were supposed to have gone with a group, but they ended up camping in a completely separate area, and we actually never saw each other after Friday night.
Oh.
Really weird.
That sucks.
Yeah, it made me kind of sad. But that is where I was for the last weekend. And now, of course, you don't see it on screen, but I'm pointing to it on my counter.
Yeah.
I just got my shipment of chocolate brown bridal satin. So now I get to sit and make the bridesmaid's dress that I'm going to be wearing on Halloween for my little brother's wedding. So I have about a week and a half-ish.
Yeah, roughly.
Finish this. Along with, you know, working full time and studying for my hacking certification and all this other stuff I have to do in adult life. So it's going to be based off of Pyrrha's dress, because I need a pattern and I need it quickly. Just going to modify it a little bit. Plus, it's fall, fall maiden, you know, it kind of all goes together. Great circle of life. Yeah. I'm not watching volume 4, people. I'm done. I will still pay my homage, though.
Sure you will.
If I wasn't worried about having Geek show up in my little brother's wedding pictures, I would totally wear her circlet with
the dress. Of course you would. Of course.
I totally would, because the brown and gold would totally go together. But no, I'm going to be nice, because there will be family photos taken of this.
You're way too nice.
What can I say? I mean, basically, my Halloween is going to be on the 30th. Because I'll be doing a wedding prep for most of the day on the 31st.
Right.
So, yeah.
Fun sauce.
Yep. I have no conventions between now and end of year. So basically, once the bridesmaid's dress is done and the wedding is done, I will be immediately starting work on Soraka. Which, hopefully it will be chilly enough outside that I'll actually be in the mood to be working on this, because it's all heavy velvet, velveteen. And having worn my ranger costume, which is all upholstery velvet, even though it's lined in broadcloth, that sucker is heavy.
Oh, yeah.
It's really heavy. It has great flow to it, you know. I had some very nice cape moments when it got windy. Note to self next time. Make hood of cape slightly deeper. I used it to hide from the evil Daystar.
Gotcha.
So whenever I had to walk out in full sun, since I didn't have sunblock on me to be able to replace it, I just yanked the hood over my head and pulled it kind of low over my eyes so it would shield my face from the sun. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of pulled my cloak. So even though it was very, very warm, at least I wasn't sunburnt. So
right.
I'm not pink, because I would have roasted. You know, my arms are nice and lily white, as they always are.
Down with the whiteness. Woo! There you go.
The evil Daystar did not get me this time, and I'm very happy with that. Except for this little spot right here at the top of my scalp.
Yep.
That part is red, because I can feel it. But there's only so much you can do to, like, rake sunblock through your hair to get to your scalp. There's only so much you can do.
Yeah. We only have control over, like, this much of our skin and protecting it. So, I mean...
Yeah. So I used the hood as best as I could, and the rest of it, well, I sat in the shade as best as I could, which is really hard when there are 66,000 people there with you. Which, yes, that is how many people were at the fair just this past weekend.
Damn.
That's double Akon. So think about that when you guys think of crowding. I just went to a con that had double the number of people as Akon.
I've done that a couple of times.
I mean, we're hitting PAX and Dragon Con levels of people.
Yeah, 66K is about Dragon Con level.
Yeah.
All outside. With no AC.
Yes, none of the shops have AC, kids, or fans. So, if you ever complain to me about con funk, if you ever even mention to me about how you hate going to cons because people don't shower, I'm going to point and laugh at you.
But go to a Renaissance fair.
I have been to a con where there are not showers to be had. So you literally cannot shower even if you wanted to, unless you want to go to the Dragon Inn and pay $7 to go take a shower all the way at the beginning of camp. Those people did not shower. So if you want to talk about con funk, you come with me to TRF, where all of the people are dressed in full plate armor with undergarments, not having showered, 90 degrees, 75% humidity at the peak of the day, and smelling like a spring flower. Now you come talk to me about con funk.
It's called realistic Renaissance funk.
Yeah, so don't even start with this crap at Akon. Oh God, people have terrible hygiene. They don't shower, spray some Axe, use Febreze. Nope, nope, nope. You ain't seen nothing until you go to TRF, man. You don't even know funk.
You don't know the funk, yo.
Akon's con funk smells like jasmine compared to TRF.
Yeah. at any Renaissance festival, basically, because I don't think people really truly comprehend or understand until you're in that environment and you're surrounded by people, and you realize it's 90 degrees, no AC, there's no really very limited running water, there's no showers. Well, crud.
There's running water in the drinking fountains.
Yeah, and in the bathroom stalls, if you have a bathroom stall.
Yeah. Oh, and at the campsite, there are porta potties.
Yeah. Woo!
So yeah, don't even fucking start with me.
At least Scarborough has that one vendor that they always set in like the
I'm just gonna
middle.
go talk to the hand and drop the bike.
Right? I know Scarborough has that one vendor who sits in like in the middle plot throughout the entire area that's just like the soap store. And that's about
They
it.
do have the wax maker who does the candles, the soaps, the various skincare balms and such. They're right next to the apothecary. Yes. They are lovely. There was one at TRF actually. There
Good.
was in fact there were three different shops that had various wax goods.
Nice. Probably not strong enough to overpower the scent of the human standing next to you in 90 degree
Not
weather.
unless the candle was held right up to your face.
Yeah, that's basically the caveat right there. It's like you need to have the soap right here and smell nothing else.
Pretty much.
The joys of a renning.
So yeah, that's been my cosplay update.
It sounds eventful.
It was definitely eventful, and I already have a few changes that I need to make to that cosplay, not the least of which is redoing the pouch and in fact making two of them.
Oh, okay. Make it easy on yourself.
It's just like any other con. You need something to carry your crap. And it's the same crap you carry around at all cons.
Every
It's
convention.
your keys, it's your wallet, it's your driver's license, it's your pass to get in, whether it's a badge or whatever, medication, if you have to take that. Just all the little basic things that you have to carry with you at cons. Yeah, it's really nice to have pouches, and at least TRF is nice enough, any Ren Faire. Your costumes will typically involve having pouches on you. So at least it's functional as well as visually appealing. So I get to redo my pouches for next year and make them a little bit more sturdy.
Well, there you go. TRF in a nutshell.
The king's nuts.
King's nuts. I swear, every freaking Rennie Fest has King's nuts.
Yeah, it's like tradition. If you don't know what the king's nuts are, go look it up. May want to have Safe Search on.
Yeah, I mean, definitely King's Nuts Renaissance Festival. Let's make that a little bit longer of a search term. That might make it a lot safer.
Or Ren Faire, that works too.
Yeah. Well, my cosplay updates are kind of limited because, like Amber, I've been busy. It's basically been get up, go to work, come home, sleep, get up, go to work, come home, sleep. And then the cycle kind of repeats itself. I've just been busy with a lot of things. I've been busy with extra life. We had one of our gaming days early because one of our teammates is actually going to be out of town on November 5th. And we're almost to our 1K goal, which is awesome. So yeah, I did that over the weekend too. So I don't really have a whole lot to show other than I'm still in beating hell, and I'm got progress. Beads, progress, yay! That's it. That's all I got. I think I've got like a couple of costumes that I'm working on next year announced, which are all very pocket friendly, and I'm really looking forward to that. Like, oh my God, I haven't had pocket costumes in for fucking ever. It'll be great. I'm already looking forward to it.
See,
Yeah.
I'm debating going to work in one of my ready-made costumes. Well, we'll see. Because we still have, dress code and such that I have to obey, even in costume. So, perhaps Umi, because all I have to do is insert the zipper in the skirt and make the little yellow necktie done.
Sure.
I could totally wear that because that fits. Nobody would know who the heck I was.
Yeah.
Probably ask why I'm wearing blue hair. Oh, incidentally, speaking of non-personal cosplay updates, a couple of reminders. If you have not seen the Humble Bundle for cosplay, I believe it is through October 24th.
I think, maybe.
I want to say it's through October 23rd or 24th. You will go to humblebundle.com/books. This particular bundle is cosplay. The entire thing is cosplay related. You can get Adafruit books, you can get making wearable electronics, design for 3D printing, making a kitchen floor vacuum former, Adam Savage's mold making primer. You can also get Kamui's Book of Cosplay Painting, Prop Making, Punished Props, Beginner's Guide to Making Mind-Blowing Props. You can get Volpin's book on painting and weathering props, Kamui's book on armoring. There's Sean Thorson's book as well from Make Magazine, Making Props and Costume Armor. You can get Cosplay in America's namesake, Cosplay in America, Volume 1. You can get what I'm guessing this is the first volume. I'm not sure if this is the trilogy, but Foam Smithing from Punished Props and the Halloween Special Edition 2016 issue of Make Magazine. You pay as much or as little as you want. Like, seriously, you pay what you want. The minimum is $1, so you pay whatever you want above $1. Or you can just pay a dollar. And at different tiers, you unlock different segments of these books. They're all e-downloads, they're all online, they're probably PDFs. $15 will get you all of the books. All of those books will be yours to download if you pay $15. A good portion of the funds go to charity. This particular bundle is supporting Maker Ed, which is a makerspace type foundation. If you pay $32 or more, they will actually give you a Cosplay Life lapel pin set, which is special edition. They're doing a limited run. So do take a look at that. It's humblebundle.com/books. Again, only until I think October 23rd or 24th, and then it's gone for good. $32 is more than enough for the value of what you're getting. I mean, the value of these books, it's $142 worth of books, and you pay whatever you want. So please do consider taking a look at that because it does support a good cause. I fully support the Makerspace community and the Maker Ed Foundation. So there is that. Also, there's a lot of places having costume contests, and the one I wanted to bring attention to is Critical Role, the D&D podcast. They are actually having a cosplay contest for their characters, and that is going through October 31st. I don't know if they've announced any prizes yet. They will probably do some sort of giveaway, so do consider participating in that if you are a crit, among all the other cosplay contests that
I
are going to be
know,
going on between
amongst
now.
all of the billions, and I've already seen a couple online where it's like, $100 Joann's gift card, $100 Epic Cosplay gift card. And I'm just like, holy crap. And of course, they're all due on Halloween Day. So it's like, great. Plenty of time.
So it's pretty much a pocket costume that you want to compete in.
Yeah, and have to hope for the best.
So if you are competing in a cosplay contest, best of luck to you, and hopefully you win something.
We are all about the monies. Woo!
I wouldn't complain to get a restaurant gift card.
Yeah. You sure you don't want a Joann's gift card? Maybe we can get you an Art of Wigs. I mean, they're pretty cool, right?
Totally.
Maybe a Visa gift card.
I would actually take that.
I would too. That's actually pretty beneficial because you can use it in so many different places. Oh, man. you got anything else?
Not that I can think of offhand.
Cool.
Excuse me.
Your excuse.
There is the one thing. Excuse me. We do have upcoming conventions here in North Texas. We've got ANT coming up, but the upcoming one early next year that I wanted to call attention to briefly is just to note that Project Akon has changed dates as well as location. I think by now, if you haven't seen on their website, they're going to Fort Worth. They're going to be in the Fort Worth Convention Center. It is now June 8th through 11th. It is no longer June 1st through 4th. So make sure if you're requesting time off of work, you request the right dates off. And if you're planning on getting a hotel in the Fort Worth area, I highly suggest you have that done by end of month, along with your costumes, because the hotel rooms are going really quickly. Like, two of the hotels are already sold out quickly. So if you're going to get a hotel room for Project Akon, now would be the time. FYI. Okay, I'm done.
And of course, after everybody was like, oh my goodness, this Akon Dallas Comic Con battle, who the heck's going to beat each other out? And then both of them moved dates, and it's just like, okay, head desk, what was the whole point of the griping? Whatever.
Dallas Comic Con is now the very tail end of March into the first weekend of April, guys.
So enjoy. Stupid.
Which means it's right after AllCon.
Yeah.
So nudge, nudge, wink, wink, come to AllCon instead. If you only
yeah,
have
please
money
do.
For one.
Hey. Or hey, volunteer to be on staff for cosplay, because then we could get you a free badge. There goes most of your expenses. We got you covered, man.
There you go.
Done. That one's the more homey town con anyway. I have a good feeling that the people who always go to AllCon are still going to go to AllCon, regardless of when Dallas Comic Con is, because it's just one of those conventions that you go to because you want to be with friends, hang out, and have a good time.
Ideally, yes.
So I think they'll be okay.
It's just kind of that nudge, nudge.
Yeah, exactly. Come to AllCon and then be in our contest. Woo!
Pretty much. All right, shall we move into our main topic, or do you have the other things you wanted to cover first?
I don't think I have other things to cover that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Question?
You said you had a bunch of links open. I didn't know if they were just directly related to our main topic or not.
Oh, yeah, it's all about Halloween. Fuck the rest of it. It's all Halloween.
Just checking.
All hail so, Halloween.
Halloween madness.
Yay!
Oh, God.
We like Halloween.
Oh, God.
Wait. There's no, there, unfortunately, there's like no spooky sound effects here. So, gone. There. Done.
See, I only have one that I wanted to share that made the child in me very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Star Trek has released licensed uniforms.
I noticed. It's so cool.
I think it's Simplicity.
Yes.
Yes. Go take a look at Simplicity's website, because these are only available online. You can't go to the local Joann's, Michael's, etc. to go and purchase these patterns. You can only purchase them online from Simplicity's online store. But they are officially licensed. They are, in other words, anybody can take them and make them. No, you can't mass produce them and sell them. But you can make one for yourself. They look really good. They look really accurate. And the instructions should be solid. And they have not only the next gen style, the standard jumpsuits, they've got men's and women's cuts. So thank you, ladies. We get the support we need. But they also have the singlet original series, which tickled me pink.
For men and women.
Yes, it's unisex.
Yeah, I really want to get, you guys know how much I hate patterns. I really want to get these patterns. I am just waiting for the day when they go on sale, and I'm going to hit the purchase button immediately because I really want to get these. She squeed a little.
I did.
She may have squeed a little. I don't know. I don't know how to handle that.
I squeed a little in my pants.
I did not need to know that.
Hello, After Dark. You have arrived. Yes, that was the one thing that I wanted to bring up, at least on my own, because, it makes the child in me so happy.
Well, as long as you're happy, then shit.
It's not just about, the modern stuff. It's like, well, where's the throwback costumes to the stuff that we grew up on? Yes, and it's quality.
And I'm sure that they'll want you to use polyester just like they did in the series.
I think the pattern just says knit, so I guess you get to pick.
You want to be legit Trekkie, you got to use the polyester craft.
The only thing you have to decide what color your shirt's gonna be.
I know. Which color are you? Are you red? Are you blue? Or are you yellow?
I am a gold because I am engineering.
I'd probably be blue. Yeah, I'd
Yet
probably
I
be.
notice that nobody I know is gonna be a red shirt.
We all know better. We know better. I still need to read that book too. I heard it's really good.
I will not say anything either way, but if anybody wants to be a red shirt, please feel free. And happy trails to you.
Good luck. Just be careful who you pick on your away team.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
make sure that your phasers are actually working.
So many little tidbits and tricks. So true.
See, I'm
Oh,
taking a look
goodness.
at Simplicity's site right now because if you check regularly, they've actually got their newest patterns listed at the top of their patterns list. And I do occasionally just like to see if there's new stuff that's coming out that's geeky.
There's been a lot more of that stuff lately, and that's actually one of the topics I have listed here.
It looks like, at least as far as Simplicity is concerned, they've added a lot of plus sized, which is incredible because those kind of patterns, I'm plus sized too, are difficult to find. Very difficult to find sometimes. Surprisingly, I'm not seeing anything that is incredibly geeky. It looks like they've just come out with their winter set for Birda because that's what the vast majority of this is. Yep, I've now hit the Star Trek. Oh, incidentally, they've also got jacket patterns. So if you're looking at, say, doing Star Wars The Force Awakens and you need a base pattern, this may actually work for you. You can always modify it. All right, go ahead. I'm going to pull up
All
McCall.
right. She's going to go pattern hunting, and we're going to talk about Halloween. Yay! So, of course, part of the annual thing is that we always look at a bunch of the fun costumes they have going on this year. And we've talked about a couple of them earlier already because I've noticed at Halloween stores, there's so many new geeky costumes out there. It's just so cool. It's just one of those things that I wish that I could be like 10 again so I could wear some of these costumes. Because the 32-year-old me is like, that's awesome. I could make it better.
Oh, there is one for McCall. And I don't bring up patterns just because they're patterns. It's because some of them can be used for geeky Halloween stuff. Yahya Han has come out with a new pattern for winter. It's a kimono and hakama.
Oh, cool.
So if you ever needed pleated pants, you Rurouni Kenshin cosplayers and or Bleach, you can find them here. And actually, this pattern looks easy enough that you could totally do this for Halloween. It's
There
a
you go.
M7525. Nice. I like it. Hey, I'm all for easy on Halloween.
Yeah.
Especially if you're the one handing out the candy.
No kidding.
I've done candy duty.
It's not fun when you're in full costume or full makeup. It's just a hazard at that point.
Especially full makeup.
Yeah. Because I've done it before. Even as Evil Queen, I didn't have my gloves on. I didn't have my crazy face paint. I just kept it very simple. Even in that, it was still a hassle handing out candy. I was like, not doing that again. I'm good. I'm good. But thanks.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Sorry, hang on here. Let me get on over to my share screen in that case. Do. Since we're talking about easy casual comfy wear for Halloween, I'm just blown away by the amount of this stuff that's readily available now. And it's not just at places like ThinkGeek, but like at Spirit Halloween, at Party City, at Hot Topic. I mean, you name it. And it's just, and they're really simple, just like everyday wear concepts that you can make into a costume. And it's just perfect for Halloween and then some, because some of these will actually last you longer than Halloween. Look at that. I want that. Like, that's cute. I would so wear that.
I would wear the tee
Yeah.
just with standard slacks.
And there's just, and I think it's so cool is that it's expanding beyond like t-shirts and dresses, but it's like you got the hoodies, you got the robes, you got the
Oh,
dress set.
that Harry Potter robe is gorgeous looking.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's
It
really
just
pretty.
looks plush. And even when you have, the Warcraft armor hoodie, look at the detail on that thing. And the detail on the World of Warcraft robes right underneath it.
That's really crazy.
And the little Legend of Zelda hoodie that was up close to the top. I would totally wear something like that
I know.
on a regular basis.
Or like even if you did like the Naruto track jacket, I mean, you get the jacket, you buy yourself a pair of pants, you buy yourself a bandana for your head, and you're done. I mean, that's the easiest costume you've got going, and it's all good quality stuff. You can wear it multiple times. I love this. That's great. The Doctor Who
And
bathrobe.
if you're lucky enough to live in this sort of area where you have stores like Cosplay and Charm and Daiso, you can easily go there and get these small accessories that it takes to complete your costume.
Exactly.
You
It's
can
just
find
super
headbands
cool.
really easily.
I need the Borderlands leggings. This is a thing now. I must have this in my life. But I think it's just even cooler is that even for other things like the Five Nights at Freddy's series, which I've noticed really becoming popular as costumes in stores, it's everything from like full costume sets to like PJs or just having the face mask or having these crazy glasses and socks and caps. And it's just like, you can kind of dress your Halloween costume any way you want to, and nobody gives two craps. And I think that's what's so great about it. And the fact that it's all reusable stuff. You don't have to wear it just on Halloween. The geeky wear is becoming such a trend. You can wear it anytime.
And you can modify it as needed if you're wearing it to a place where they have, say, a dress code.
Exactly. So that to me is like super duper cool. Since we're going to stay on this train, I'm also incredibly happy to see more female costumes that are actually female friendly. That's not about sexualizing everything and then some. Because the Harley Quinn costume very easily can be over-sexualized this year. And we know a lot of people are probably going to be wearing it after the Suicide Squad movie. It's listed as one of the top three costumes for both women and girls this year at pretty much every market out there. So to see a Harley Quinn costume like this makes me uber happy. Actually, I really like this design. And if I had a choice of Harley Quinn costumes, I would wear this one.
I
It's comfy.
appreciate the beagle.
The Robin Beagle? Yeah. Robin Beagle is awesome. Next to very weird looking Deadpool who needs to fix his mask. And
He
hold.
just needs a he needs a face shield.
Yeah. And holding very, very tiny little size. Like you can't even cut pizza with those things. They're miniature. And then this one, I couldn't find the packaging for it, which I'm really mad about, but I have seen this in a store. They're actually selling full-on Legend of Zelda costumes with Princess Zelda. And you got the plastic pieces for the crown and for the arm plates. But I mean, like the dress itself is legit. I mean, this is like a cosplaying outfit and then some. And I've seen this in store, so I was like, oh, this thing is an actual thing. This is not like Legend of Zelda ripoff of like Green Man with elf ears. No, this is Legend of Zelda.
And you can wear this to cons as casual wear too.
Oh yeah. I'm just impressed as all hell that like they care about us. They care about the geek community. They realize we have disposable income too. We would like to spend it. give us cool
on
shit.
Costumes.
Yeah, mostly costumes. This next one, I'm not crazy about the shoes, but again, I saw that this was listed as one of Amazon's top 10 costumes this year. Freaking Carmen Sandiego. And it's classy. It's not slutty version, exception of the boots. I'm not digging the boots on this one.
I
But
can
it's
live
so,
with it.
yeah, I can still live with that though. I mean, this is a very classy, elegant, great look, and we all know who it is.
If
No,
you are of a certain age.
yeah, no sluttiness required. But then my other favorite thing, whoop, can we just talk about the fact that there's a girl superhero costume category? That's a thing. Where
And
was this?
there are also nice costumes that aren't promiscuous.
Exactly. These are most of the ones you'll see in this category are going to be very much resembling the DC Girls comic universe and animated show they have going on. But even the ones that are not on the show, which I'm going to scroll down a little bit. Some of the Batgirls are fine. Where's the Captain America? Captain America, I saw you earlier. Where are you? There you are. Like even the Captain America ones, they're cute. They're definitely very feminine and very girly. But they're still adorable. I'd be cool with that. I can definitely probably speak for both Amber and myself when I say growing up, these were never an option for us. We didn't have superheroes. We had princesses, fairies, and then our adult mothers had the sexy, slutty nun and nurses. That's it. They didn't
Or
have.
you went with the very, very, very traditional things like a pumpkin, a bumblebee, Minnie or Mickey Mouse. The very tried and true, like all little kids eventually do this kind of thing.
This is definitely on a league of its own because we just this was never in our realm of possibilities. Like even for like any Star Wars characters, they were all listed as boys. And more often than not, if you ask for one of those costumes, the people in the store would tell you no because you're not a boy.
Even Princess Leia wasn't a thing.
Nope. I think the only thing I got close to being quote unquote cool was I remember there was a Bride of Frankenstein costume, which I was absolutely in love with, and then a Cleopatra costume for kids. And even with that one, I ended up piecing together most of it from like thrift store finds. It was mostly just like the wig and the headband was the only good thing out of that costume. So yeah, having these options for girls is crazy. I'm not quite feeling the eyes on the Powerpuff Girl costumes, but that's okay. I can live. My other favorite thing is that I went to the bottom of this, the ones out of stock, the Ninja Turtles, Leonardo and Donnie. That makes me happy.
They're also the cheapest.
Yeah, that's okay though. That's okay. I can get away with it. So yeah, now that we've seen all the fun and great and crazy and awesome costumes, we always have to talk about the costumes that make us roll our eyes and wonder what the hell they were thinking, because that's part of our tradition. The terribly sexy TV costumes that nobody should ever wear. And I think what's disgusting about this one is that these are actually officially licensed to be CSI costumes. Splain? Could someone splain to me, please? I don't understand.
I think the C does now stand for cleavage.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. It's just depressing as all shit. That's really all it is. Because you look at beautiful, sexy agent over here who's wearing standard agent clothes, and the rest of it's just tacky.
It's meant to be functional, not attention grabbing.
These heels are not functional. These heels look like I will break my ankle.
None of those heels are functional.
No, God.
I guarantee it.
And then anything to destroy. Amber's reaction was the best. Oh my God. Anything to destroy our childhood. Shield thine eyes. Yeah.
I think I need brain bleach.
I know. Whenever somebody says, they're ruining our childhood by remaking movies, I'm just going to show them this. My child has been destroyed with a Scooby-Doo costume. Seedy parts of the internet. And then, of course, we have to have, let's sex up Sesame Street because that has to be a thing.
I've actually seen Sexy Sesame Street before.
Yeah, we've seen like Sexy Big Bird in the past.
Yes, and Cookie Monster.
Yeah, and it's just a big bag of why. The head shaking is perfect. Thank you for that, Amber. Oop, going back up. And then, political season, this had to be a thing. Though this is fairly tame by comparison. It's just does not need to be a thing.
So this is just me speaking, not on behalf of Cospod, but me as Amber.
Yeah.
So if you guys are planning on doing political cosplay for Halloween or political costumes for Halloween, I'm all for free speech. However, also know that there are consequences for choosing to express yourself that way. I would actually urge you to not do political costumes this year. And
Probably safe.
the reason I say that is simply because passions are so high during this particular electoral season, especially right now when election is literally around the corner, that people may actually feel violently about it. And I don't want anyone to get hurt. So, no, I'm not trying to censor anybody. No, I'm not trying to stop you from having free speech. Don't take it that way. I'm just simply asking you to heavily consider the consequences of wearing something that is so provocative at this particular time of year, this particular year. So if you still want to do it, go ahead and do it. Just as a person, I would advise you to avoid that this particular year, particularly those two candidates.
Yeah. If you feel the need to be political, I vote that you do the John Oliver or the Stephen Colbert costumes. Because then you
There
can
are
be
plenty of
funny.
other ways. Yeah, there are plenty of other ways of expressing yourself without having to wear those.
Yeah. This one is just wrong on so many levels. So anyway, moving on. Patrick Starr. I just don't.
That totally looks like something else, and I think everybody knows that.
Dang right it does. He does not live in a pineapple under the sea. He lives under a rock. And then the Bert and Ernie one, though I've seen this before, and there's a couple variations of it. It just gets sad. It's like, do we really have to? Do we gotta? Just no. This one is a little bit, I mean, like I can let this one slide a little bit. I think most people will probably not understand the reference.
And I think they actually have done episodes of the Flintstones where Pebbles was grown up.
Yes.
So this is not out of the blue, sexing up a baby.
Yeah,
Pebbles
no.
was grown up in later episodes
Yeah, and
and
that's
in
exactly.
off episodes.
And she had the pink outfit. When she's in the baby form, it's usually the green outfit, so. I mean, this one is just like, somebody definitely had a faux pas on Yahoo, so that's fine. But now, however, I mean, this is just why? A whole bag of why?
I mean, if people want to do this in private, that's up to them, but
Yeah.
this isn't really something I'd consider a Halloween costume. It's something else.
It's just a mess, is what it is. There's no other way to explain it. And then, of course, always the return of the sexy Ninja Turtles, because when we're fighting the bad guys of the Foot Clan, we need to be sexy with high heels and short mini skirts that shine, because they're all shiny.
Love that costume satin.
Yeah, shiny and shit. Woo! This one I didn't quite understand. I was like, why is this a thing? It's a TV remote control, and she has a remote on her thigh. Yeah, the puzzled look on your face pretty much says it all. I don't understand it.
Of course, they would put the battery compartment there.
Oh yeah, duh. I mean, obvious. Captain,
Obvs.
Captain Obvious much. And then this is another one where I was like, this one I can let slide. The skirt is ridiculously short, absolutely. but it's still cute. And it is still a little bit more covered than some of the other costumes. I think she's also a very tall model, so that does not help any. Proportion-wise, it just doesn't quite work.
You could
Looks like
always
she.
make the skirt longer.
Yeah. But I mean, for a My Little Pony costume, that's not bad. I can deal with that. And then I don't get this. Why?
Okay.
I know. It's like, could we at least, why does Smurfette have to be on the dress? Can we just at least paint your skin blue? There's nothing offensive about being a blue person. Last I checked. Yeah, the head scratching is appropriate. Strawberry shortcake. They're destroying our childhood, Amber.
Yeah.
Is the seedy parts of the internet that I find out. Yay! We're going to pretend that one doesn't exist, so we're moving on. Because I refuse to give Jersey Shore a mention. I know, Care Bear is like, really?
Really?
Why? Just
Of all
why?
things?
I don't get it.
If you wore that costume to a party where there were people who were old enough to have remembered Care Bears, I don't think you'd be recognized. I really
No,
don't.
I don't think so either.
Making it sexy doesn't do anything for it. And a lot of the time, people wear these costumes to be recognized. Otherwise, you could just wear any pinup costume and it wouldn't matter who you were.
Exactly. No, there's nothing about this that is distinctive to being a Care Bear. It just does not stand out at all.
Okay.
And then, of course, while as much as we've grown in the category of women's costumes, like I would say the ones that are out of stock on Party City are actually pretty tame in comparison. Like even their prisoner outfit, it's all covered, it's a little baggy. Yes, the shoes are absolutely ridiculous, but like the Wonder Woman costume, it's the one from the movie. It's actually tailored and a little bit more modest than the one in the movie. Not bad. Ghostbuster, exactly like the movie. The Alice in Wonderland one, it's not slutty. It's actually a very nice Alice costume. Even the Red Riding Hood one, that's a nice costume. I'll let those go. But then you scroll up to the top and then you see what's there and you're just like, man, we really haven't evolved much, have we?
Well, to be fair, the flapper costumes are accurate.
They are accurate, yes.
So I would put those aside as not being true examples of what I obviously know that you're driving at, but flapper costumes were like that on purpose.
I know some of them were not that short. It just depended on the
Not quite, but
classes.
it was basically, they're pretty close.
Yeah, they're close. And like, I could get away with some of this stuff. And then as
But
we
yeah,
start
like
moving.
the October Miss Beer Maid costume. Yeah, their skirts are not that short.
Yeah, exactly. Or like adult rising sun princess, like really, really. So we can just be racially insensitive to that culture and skimpy. Or like the stormtrooper. Like that's the only way we get a stormtrooper costume, ladies. It has to be quote unquote sexified to fit a woman's body. We can't have standard stormtrooper armor.
Or you can go to the one next to it and be Rey.
Yeah, the Rey costume, that's fine. Or like the Lady Deadpool costume pisses me off to no end. Like that's what we get.
I
That's
love
our
that they
costume.
have Leia next to adult sexy Leia, and you can see that the only difference between the two, aside from being made from a more shiny costume satin or knit, is the giant ass slit up the leg. You can see the one on the left has a slit in front. It's for movement purposes. But nope, they had to take it all the way up to the undergarment line and
It's
make it
just
more shiny.
as much shiny shit as possible. It's just it gets
Everything else is
ridiculous.
the same. It's like,
Yeah.
really? Really? The original wasn't good enough for you?
No. This is about as good as it's gonna get. And I mean, you do have the standard fare costumes now. You got Wonder Woman, you got Harley Quinn, which is actually the pants here are not quite as short as the one in the Suicide Squad, so we could let that go. But then you get something like this with Captain America. I mean, come on.
I mean, if the skirt were a little longer, or perhaps the underskirt were a little longer, it's honestly not a terrible costume. just obviously we know what the intent is.
Oh, yeah. As with pretty much most of these costumes now. But then I always thought it was so funny how you flip over and then we get into the Minion costumes with like, and Despicable Me in One Pieces. Like, okay, we go from sexy to One Pieces. Sexy onesies. Yeah.
I'd rather be comfy.
Yeah, I'd be all for this one. But yeah, I was like to say that it's just an odd mixture because it's nice to see that we are evolving in our costume choices. But at the same time, we're still stuck in the same rut. So we still have the sexy Indian princess. We still have the sexy maid and the whole bag of why are we doing this? Which is why I have to flip over to this one. Like, it just bothers me to no end that we still do this to our teenagers. Because I remember hitting this stage when I was getting from like 11 to 12 and we had the costume options and we were like, oh, great, we have more choices. And they were already getting into the sexy clothing territory. Because I remember the sexy Dorothy as a teenager. It's like, I'm sorry, no.
See, I never had this issue because by the time I hit that point, I was either already sewing my own or I think the very last year that I did this sort of thing, I ended up purchasing one of those medieval Renaissance, the cheap costumes that's made mm-hmm. of the mostly shiny sateen knit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was still full coverage, full sleeves and everything. The sexy costumes never even made it into my vision at that point.
Oh, you're very fortunate.
Well, I also didn't go looking. I would imagine that those who go looking today, because I haven't browsed the costume aisles of retailers in some time, just because I don't need to. I can make them myself now. But I'm sure that if you did, there would be all sorts of weird things like sexy Dorothy for tweens.
Mm-hmm. And that was a pretty common thing. And I know for me growing up, the options were still very, very limited. You had like the sexy Dorothy or the sexy witch or the sexy cat. And that was pretty much it. But you're too big enough to wear the child costumes, but you were not big enough to wear the women's costumes. So you were stuck with that sexy category no matter what. And that was about when I was like 11, 12. And I started going, I don't want to wear this crap, Mom. I want to wear something else. And she was all for that because obviously she would not be caught dead having her daughter wearing the sexy Dorothy costume. I actually remember getting myself, my brother and I did Cartman and Stan from South Park for 2 years running because we had the big heads that we would just shove on ourselves and we just get normal street clothes and that was it. And I was like, that's our costume. We're cool.
I think part of why we have more options now too is that not only do we have more companies coming out with more teen-friendly IP, intellectual property,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of the companies that have had IP are finally releasing enough of the rights that costume makers can actually mass produce costumes from the series without worrying about getting sued.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though as a teen, in fact, almost, I'd say, borderline preteen, I played Legend of Zelda, you know, A Link to the Past. Zelda has been around as a character, like the woman Zelda, not the game, the girl. She's been around since I was a teen, but Nintendo hadn't released the rights for there to be a Zelda costume. So that wasn't even an option for me. I couldn't sew at that point. But now that, you know, Square Enix is finally releasing rights and releasing more references to some of their characters, Nintendo is finally releasing, you know, these hard grips on their IP so that people can finally enjoy being these characters and have them be licensed and official. And it's wonderful. It's Marvel and DC are starting to license their superhero costumes more and more. So people have broader options of superheroes. It's not just Superman, Green Lantern, and Wonder Woman anymore. You have far more options to choose from, and it's great. And I hope that these companies keep allowing this. Even Lucasfilm, you couldn't find Star Wars costumes in mass production when I was a teen. You had to make it yourself. And now they've got all sorts of costumes from The Force Awakens. It's great. Keep it up. We like this. This is good. We will give you our monies and our children's monies.
Yeah. It's progress in the right direction.
Yes. And slowly, I honestly think we are moving out of the sexification phase.
I think so too.
For at least the younger. For the adults, there will always be some of it.
Oh yeah, that'll
at
always
least for
remain.
The kids, we're kind of making that slow progress towards the cool and comfortable instead of the sexy and slutty. And it's nice because you don't always have to show yourself off to get attention.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a body and you want to flaunt it, go for it. There are costumes for that. But you shouldn't only have that as an option for some of these characters.
Exactly. And I think that's been the problem that I always had for so long until like just recently is that so many of the costumes at these stores are geared towards sexy, 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 sexy. I call it the wall of sex. That's actually the reason why I got into cosplay, because I didn't want to pick a costume off that wall of sex. I wanted to be something that was cool and different and unique and still allowed me to enjoy myself and enjoy my body without having to wear this thing I have on the screen, because this is not me.
And if you think about it, some of those costumes can't be worn everywhere.
No, God, no. So like, you can't wear this in school. There's no way.
You couldn't wear that to school. You might be able to get away with it in college, but it would probably be very distracting to the fellow students. You definitely couldn't wear it at any sort of normal, standard place of work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not something you'd probably wear to the grocery store. I mean, it's generally not something that you would even want to wear in front of, say, neighbors' kids.
Right.
So a lot of these costumes, while they may look pretty, have somewhat of a limited use.
I also think that her legs are way too long for her body size. She doesn't look like she's proportionally right. Which one did I see? Oh, yeah, you know. Because reasons. And I do think that the fact that geek culture has become such a phenomenon lately that it's permeating into so many just standard retail locations, I think that's helping accelerate the costume choices, too. And the fact that we have, quote-unquote, casual geek wear. You can just go into a Party City or a Spirit Halloween and just pick up a hoodie or a cool scarf, and there's your costume. And that's something you can wear all year round. The fact that businesses are tapping into that, I think, is actually good progressive growth. We still have a way to go. Most certainly we have a ways to go, but we're getting somewhere, and that's really fun to see. Like, I actually want to get some of their Nightmare Before Christmas stuff at Spirit Halloween, because they have a really great apron set. And I was like, that is the silliest and dumbest thing ever. I need this in my life. Because it's just cool.
You can even walk, if you did not know this, if you live in the DFW area, you can now walk into a ThinkGeek store.
Yeah.
And you can walk into a Hot Topic, and you can purchase these things. These geeky accoutrements. And you can just be comfy and look awesome.
I can't believe the sexy maid is still a thing for tweens. Like, that should not still be a thing. This is a 2016 article, people. So this is still present day. Sexy maid costume is available for tweens. That's kind of jacked up.
Go
so,
for it.
Less of this, more of this, please. Lots more of this. That'd be awesome. Like, look, hey, wings. I'll take wings. Give me wings. I'm cool with that. All right, no more screen sharing. Yay, we're done with that. Huzzah. It's not as bad. I think, what did we have last year? I don't remember what we had last year, but last year I remember the noise of disgust with our round table on some of the costumes I brought up, and it was just like, oh God, why is that a thing?
And just as with anything else, you can sexify anything.
Yeah.
Pretty literally anything.
Very much so.
And you can always take a sexy costume and you can modify it so it's a little more modest as well.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
totally your choice and taste, as well as whatever guidelines are of the abode in which you will be wearing this costume.
Costume choice makes a big difference, depending on where you're going. If you're going to work, probably leave the sexy stuff at home. Just
Or if
saying.
you're going to be the candy duty
Duty.
representative.
Hee
Yes. Yes, if you're going to be handing out candy to kids, consider that they are at the height in which they can see up your short skirt.
Or if you bend forward, they could see very much down your cleavage.
Yeah.
Same thing with you, dudes. Same thing. Trust
Yeah.
us. Because you know there will be some men who have no clue about the whole dance belt situation and will wear the Deadpool costume and not have underwear on.
Look good, guys. Look good.
Keep it in. Just keep it in, please. It's all we ask.
And for those who are going to sit there and complain and say, "Oh, well, women can show their assets. Why do we have to cover up our junk?" Frankly, I would love it if women covered up their assets too. In my own
Same.
personal opinion,
Same.
I'm only speaking for myself.
I appreciate the human body for what it is, but just cover them, please. I mean, just cover.
My opinion is that if you wish to see the human body, there are places in which you can pay to do that.
Or Google.
Or the internet.
The internet is for porn.
Usually, conventions and costuming in public are not that. My own opinion. So, just saying. I know it's Halloween. Have fun with it. Just do be aware of these things.
The internet is really, really great.
For porn.
That's more like it.
I've got a fast connection, so I don't have to wait.
For
For
porn.
porn.
Avenue Q is just a brilliant fucking musical, man. I miss it.
Go do that on Halloween. Go watch Avenue Q.
That's not a bad idea. Maybe I'll have that going on while we do trick or treating.
Because I mean, it does have monsters in it, so it is Halloween appropriate. If
Maybe
you
not
don't wish to
necessarily. Of
watch one of the traditional.
course, now the traditional seems to be Hocus Pocus because I swear it's like on my feed constantly. It's like, here are the dates when they're airing Hocus Pocus on Family, Fox Family. I'm just like, oh my God, people, it's okay.
It is becoming a cult classic.
Which is fine. It's a great, funny, silly movie. I appreciate it.
And granted, there are other epic films that do have hints of horror to them. Things like Labyrinth, things like Legend. You know, the old, very, very deep, almost like borderline horror with the evil in them. Even Neverending Story, to an extent, kind of has that sort of theme to it. So consider that as an alternative. You know, and if you are of the sort that celebrates by eating candy, November 1st is a Tuesday this year, so make plans to visit the store as early as possible.
That 50% off candy is pretty legit.
May as well stock up, man.
Yeah, it lasts. I mean, why not?
Tis the season.
Woo!
Like, yeah, I'm totally gonna stop by right before work on Tuesday. Get myself
Yeah,
some Reese's peanut butter cups.
it's not a bad idea. Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Yes, and I know I shouldn't have to say this, but do make sure that if you have kids, look through their candy. Make sure it is safe. You know, practice safety first on Halloween, kids. Go in groups, all that good stuff. And also, make sure that you wash the Halloween costume after you've worn it, because even though it's a costume and it may be a cheaply made costume, You still gotta wash it.
They
You
do
still
smell
sweat in it.
afterwards. They
So
smell quite badly.
the whole Febreze thing only takes you so far.
Yeah,
Even though you only wear it one day a year, you still gotta take care of it.
especially with those type of costumes, because most of them are made out of very cheap polyester and it tends to retain the scent. So it's just like, no, it's not a thing. I forgot this thing had facial hair.
That is special.
I have loads of facial hair options too. It's fun playing on Google sometimes. We can just dress up this way. We don't have to put on a full costume. Just click on their facial features. We're done. Got anything else?
It's certainly a lot better than having to go through the whole spirit gum thing.
Okay, this doesn't quite look right because Google is backwards.
Oh, last but not least, because this always ends up being a thing every year, do bear in mind that places like Spirit Halloween do have clearance sales after Halloween. It's not just about the candy. So if you need costume components, consider if you can wait. Purchasing them after Halloween. Now, the only thing that I would caution you about purchasing after Halloween is makeup. I would only purchase the makeup if you're actually going to use it within, say, 3 to 6 months after you buy it. In other words, don't stock up on flesh latex and expect it to be good next
God.
Halloween. It doesn't work.
No, that will
That
not work.
stuff's not made to last a year. In fact, even cosmetic makeup that we use daily is not meant to last years and years and years. It breaks down. And some of it can actually become quite toxic to your skin. So if you're going to stock up, please do. Please go look through their stock because there's quite a bit of decent stuff, even if you just get one of those, pocket costumes to have. If you do get wigs, they're going to be cheap, very cheap quality. They're not going to be epic cosplay or Arda quality. So do keep that in mind, but you can always use them for weps. You can always use them for one-off wig things. You can always get props and accessories on heavy clearance. Getting little plastic swords and staves and such on clearance is always great, so they don't cost you $50.
Oh, dude, the selection of like the foam and plastic weapons is absolutely bananas this year. Oh my God. I'm actually considering buying one of those so I can rip it up and
You can even get
repaint
armor.
it. Yeah.
On
It's
your
a
armor
little
piece now.
crazy. And they're pretty decent quality too, so it's not like they're throwaways. They can actually last a while.
And you can get some makeup, the powder-based makeup especially, may last you a little while. But anything that's like cream-based, gel-based, any sort of liquid base in the makeup, that one's going to break down pretty quickly. It's not meant to last you for a long period of time.
Really, probably the only thing that I would recommend makeup-wise is if you do a lot of prosthetics, spirit gum. Because spirit gum is spirit gum is spirit gum. That will last you for a decent amount of time. And if you can get it uber cheap, get it uber cheap because it's not going to be different between brands. It's the same stuff everywhere.
Do bear in mind it is tree resin based. So if you are allergic to tree resin or tree pollens of certain sorts, please, for the love of God, test it on a small patch of skin first before spreading it slather style all over your skin. I have seen people have allergic reactions to this. It is not pretty and it is painful.
Yeah.
So test first to make sure that you're not allergic to it
Probably a good
with
idea.
any makeup. You can also get spirit gum remover, incidentally, to go with the spirit gum. And it does help.
It helps out a ton.
Yes. That's all I got.
Cool. That's all I got, too.
Awesome. Well, we will wish you guys early, since this is going to release just before. Happy Halloween to everybody. Happy Day of the Dead as well, which is the day after, if you celebrate. We hope that you guys end up having a great time. Don't overeat candy. You'll
Probably a
feel
good thing.
terrible the next day. Have fun in your costumes, be safe, and send us pictures.
Yeah, definitely send us pictures. We would like to see them and share them with all the Halloween zaniness.
And of course, please keep those montage suggestions coming for our end of year episode, which will be coming up here in about 2 months, a little bit more. And we, of course, would love to include your guys' suggestions for favorite moments. Yes, there will be fire. There's always fire every year. So you don't have to suggest that. But anything else that you guys would love to see in the end of year montage, or just moments that you enjoyed over the past year, please do let us know. We do really enjoy fan interaction with you guys. And we will be doing tutorials and interviews soon, I promise. Not all of our episodes are talky. It just happened to fall this way.
Yeah. We've been very busy. Very, very, very busy. We have stuff planned, we promise. Kind of, sort of. We got stuff.
We will always take suggestions if there are particular things you guys want to see us do. If there are people you want to see us talk to, we are always happy to take those suggestions. And with that, we will see you guys in episode 127. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Social media stuff here and here. Send it that way. Bye, kids.